Hey, we are so glad you're joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We love connecting with you. Join us at Twitter, at @eRadioSports. We're getting you fired up and set and ready for the big matchup on Sunday night between the Saints and the Cowboys. I know we focused a lot, Nick, on a number of the key players for the Cowboys, but what are your thoughts on just the management of their head coach, Jason Garrett? I mean, you really tip your hat to them because how they were able to continue to believe in the system and to rally like that from being down 21.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of that has to do with Garrett. He is a coach that if you look at him on the sideline, I mean, he stays pretty even keel at all times. He doesn't get too high or too low, and I think that's important when you're down 21. It's important when you're up 21. Don't know if I remember a lot of games lately the Cowboys have been in that situation, but
right.
Because that's what they've been. I mean, for people to say, well, Garrett, he gets criticized a lot. Well, he's a bad coach. Well, he's certainly not a bad coach. You can't be a bad coach if you don't have a losing record.
I agree.
You know,
mm-hmm.
He doesn't really have much of a winning record. He's been right there. This team has been a very average football team, which, you can make a case for that. Like, is that a horrible thing? They're steady. They've been right on the cusp of making the playoffs. They have not gotten over the hump, and I think that Garrett has to take some of the blame for that. I mean, if part of your team is to get your team ready to play when it matters the most. And some of the times in December, this team has struggled when it has a chance to get into the playoffs. And so I think that that's been an issue. But I do think that, he's kind of putting his stamp on this team little by little. He said 3 or 4 years ago he wanted to be like the Niners when it comes to, getting a tough offensive line. Well, the last 3 of the last 4 years, they've drafted an offensive lineman in the first round.
Right.
Now, the running game is one of their strengths. So, it hasn't been an overnight thing for him, but he is starting to get the type of football team that he wants, and I think you're starting to see it. Now, will the Cowboys, and they've remained patient. Jerry Jones has been patient with him. But we'll see if that continues. I still think this is a do-or-die year for him. I think that this team needs to get into the playoffs and win the division for him to stay around.
Okay, the beat writer for DallasCowboys.com, Nick Eatman, is with us tonight at YSR. He is also the author of his new book that's just been released, If These Walls Could Talk, Dallas Cowboys, Stories from the Dallas Cowboys Sideline, Locker Room, and Press Box. I promise we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But a big storyline this past week was Morris Claiborne and walking out of practice after his demotion. Should there be some punishment for his behavior? He was a bad boy.
Well, there will be. I mean, he'll get fined by the team internally. I don't think they're going to suspend him for a game or anything like that. I mean, he was gone for a few hours during missing a walkthrough, missing a meeting. He came back and later that night met with Jason Garrett. And I think it was not so much the motion itself because, it's happened before with him not starting over Orlando Scandrick. And B, the second and third corner doesn't play a whole lot, a different amount of snaps. I mean, I think in the St. Louis game, Scandrick played 4 snaps less than Claiborne. So that doesn't really matter because they're going to be out there on the field anyways. I think it was how it happened and however that message was relayed to him that bothered him to the point where, he was so frustrated and he left. I'm not saying that he's justified in that. He's a competitive guy. That's fine. But, as a pro, you got to learn how to handle that, those things better than walking out on your team. He came back. He apologized to the head coach. He apologized to the entire team the next morning. And I think, as from the Cowboys' standpoint, they're going to put it behind him. We'll see how he plays, though, in this game. He'll be tested a lot against the Saints.
Okay, Nick Eatman is with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. We're going to segue now and talk about his new book that's just been released, If These Walls Could Talk, Dallas Cowboys, Stories from the Dallas Cowboys Locker Room, Sideline, and Press Box. And there's all kinds of goodies inside this book. I really enjoyed going through it. Tell our listeners about it across the country.
Well, I was approached with the idea to do that, and my first thought is, well, a lot of people, it spans over 15 years, a 15-year period, where, the Cowboys haven't had a lot of success. It's one playoff win, but still, you don't have to have success on the field to have some good, interesting stories, behind the scenes. And so I was happy to be able to do that. And, it's a lighthearted thing. There's not a lot of juicy stuff in here. I know the title is pretty good, but, I think for the most part, I tried to have some fun with it, with some of the stories, some of the ironic things over the years that I've always thought were interesting. And, I had to really rack my brain over a few months span and say, what are some of the things? Because when you have a team like the Cowboys, everybody yeah. covers this team. There's right. a lot of stories that have been told. So, you know, I tried to really think about some ones that haven't been told, and also some personal ones for me. You know, every chapter starts out with a kind of a personalized story, whether it be about Tony Romo or Bill Parcells or Emmitt Smith or whatever, and things that have happened to me in the past that just really got be written. And I finally had a platform to do that.
You know, Nick, what are you talking about? There's no juicy stuff in here. I loved the flag football game with Tony Romo. Come on, break it down for the audience.
Well, you know, Tony Romo, he's a competitor. He likes to go do things. He likes to play. He plays soccer. He plays golf, of course, all the time. And after his second year with the team, he was just a third quarterback, a rookie. Nobody even knew who he was. Well, in February of that, the Cowboys had a flag football team where, you know, just company guys were out there playing. And, I think we had some old practice uh-huh. jerseys. We were throwing around, and we were a pretty good team for a while. And then about midway through the year, we see Romo coming out, and of course, you know, not everyone on our team even knew. Is that Tony Romo? You know, and of course, people on the other teams, they didn't know who he was. He's the third quarterback, but you know, wears a helmet all the time. They didn't know who this guy from anybody. So he goes out there, and he's just unbelievable. He just throws the ball around. He's just, you know, four or five touchdowns, and not only that, on defense, he was great too. He was getting people in position. He was making interceptions. You could just tell, you know, this guy's a pro athlete, and we're not. And so he was amazing. So that was fun. And then the ironic part of the whole deal is the fact that we get to the playoffs and we're facing the team, and this team spoke nothing but Spanish. And they were speaking Spanish to each other on defense. And I don't know what happened, uh-huh. but we got killed. And Tony threw about four interceptions. And we kept, you know, and we kept trying to do different things. We kept getting interceptions, and they were just two steps ahead of the whole team. We couldn't block well. We couldn't. And it was awful. And so, you know, I don't even think we knew what foreshadowing was. But to get to now, here's Tony Romo, a great guy in the regular season, gets to the playoffs and throws interceptions in a flag football game. You know, at that time you're thinking, okay, well, you know, maybe this guy's not really that great. No one thought he'd be the face of the franchise in the next, you know, 3 or 4 years. But that's kind of what happened. So interesting thing for sure. But that's Tony. You know, he's a competitor. If he has a chance to go out and play soccer or flag football or golf or whatever, he's
going
to do it.
Been going one-on-one with Nick Eatman, the beat writer for DallasCowboys.com. Thank you so much, Nick. And we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead. Stay close.